Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue which relates to the doctrine of jihad is the fact that who has the authority to wage jihad. Now, as far as the Quran is concerned, the hadith of the Prophet are concerned, and all our jurists are concerned, it is absolutely certain, all of them are unanimous, that only and only a state has the authority to wage jihad. No other person, no other individual, no other group has any authority to wage jihad whatsoever. It is primarily the prerogative of the state to undertake and launch jihad. Of course, I have explained in one of my other talks that the sole ground and the sole reason to wage jihad today, apart from self-defense, is to curb oppression, persecution, and injustice. However, whenever it is to be waged, it has to be waged by the state authorities, by the state, by a politically organized state. It cannot be waged by a group of people or an individual or any other entity. So much certain is the Quran in this regard is that in the times of the Prophet in Mecca, when the Muslims did not have any state of their own, they were not allowed to lift any arms in spite of the persecution, the whole reign of persecution and the wave of terror which was let loose on them. Consequently, only when they came to Medina and a state was established were they given this permission. And the words of the Quran are, أُذِنَ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. Permission to take up arms is hereby granted. These words are very important to be noted. This permission was given in Medina when the Muslims had been organized in a polity, in a state. So the words are, permission to take up arms is hereby granted to those who are attacked because they have been oppressed, and God indeed has power to help them. Those who have been unjustly driven from their homes only because they said, our Lord is Allah. So the whole verse, in fact, goes on to describe some other important things also. But primarily it tells us that it was only in Medina, when the Muslim state had been established, were the Muslims given this permission to take up arms. As far as the hadith is concerned, or the hadith narratives are concerned, we find a very clear narrative of the Prophet, which says, وَإِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتَلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَ بِهِ. A Muslim ruler is the shield of his people. An armed struggle can only be carried out under him, and people should seek his shelter in war. So therefore, it's absolutely certain that as far as the Quran is concerned, as far as the Hadith is concerned, they are unanimous that only a state has this authority. All our jurists, they clearly say, Amrul Jihad Mawkulun ilal Imam. The issue of Jihad or the matter of Jihad rests with the Imam or the Muslim ruler. So it has to be clarified in our own minds that any person who undertakes jihad in a personal capacity, in an individual capacity, whether it's a group or an individual or an organization, it does not fulfill the requirements of jihad. In fact, such an activity is primarily what we call terrorism. Terrorism is something in which the state authority is not used. People of their own, they try to curb oppression. They could be very justified in whatever they are doing, for example, the cause for which they are doing, but they must realize that they do not have this authority. The justification has to be exercised from the Quran itself. And the Quran says that no individual, even if he sees persecution, even if he sees injustice, even if he sees something wrong being committed by some other groups or some other countries, he has not been given this authority, not been given this permission to lift arms. So the bottom line is, in a nutshell, only a Muslim state has the authority, has the prerogative to wage jihad. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات